Hello and welcome to the Paddle School Podcast. Your host and paddle coach Sandy here. Each episode I will share with you my paddle coaching experience, bringing you top tips, latest news from around the world, and interviewing some of the leaders in the industry, and all to help you play your best paddle. So let's not waste any more time, get comfortable and enjoy the episode.
Sandy, we're back on the Paddle School couch for our podcast. It's been too long, isn't it?
It has been too long. You've been, you know, away training in Madrid, playing with some great players. I've been doing the opposite in the UK. I've done quite a few clinics, worked with a lot of players, done a lot with our membership group online. But I mean, today I thought it'd be really interesting to have this episode around consistency. That's our challenge for the month for our members. So a lot of our focus with our members is around consistency and how to make more balls, make less mistakes, build more confidence in their game. And I feel it's something that a lot of players and coaches are always saying, paddle's all about consistency. You know, the key is consistency, but it's not easy working on it. You need to really understand how to actually work on that, because it's not just, oh, I need to get more balls in.
Yeah, there are a lot of aspects to getting more consistent eye. I think there are technical aspects, there are tactical aspects, but there are also mental aspects. And a lot of the challenges and tutorials that we give to our players this month in our monthly challenge are not just around technique, are they? They're also, a lot of them are actually mental exercises to remain more focused and more consistent.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it, we start our challenge, don't we, this month. So the way we set that up is we have a series of tutorials, and then we have individual challenges that the members have to have a go at and try and succeed in. And even working on those exercises will help them improve their consistency. And a lot of these exercises I've done with, you know, some really good players. We've also done them with our beginner players, and we know that they're pretty good. But I mean, the first few tutorials are around approaching your matches, approaching your training, how to even approach your shots in a way that can make you more consistent, because you get into the habits of doing the right things, really.
Let's dive into the topic of consistency, because I think it's something that is interesting when we talk to players that come from tennis. I think in tennis, consistency comes up a lot, but I think on the flip side of consistency in tennis is that you can win a lot of points by hitting winners and being, you know, having weapons and almost overpowering your opponent. But I think when it comes to paddle, consistency is a weapon, isn't it, in itself?
Mm. And I think there's probably different areas of consistency. You touched on there the mental approach, the technical, the fitness, everything like that. I think, you know, if we talk about consistency of a shot, we are talking, you know, predominantly technique. You know, how can I become consistent with my bandeja, for example? Well, it's all around, you know, am I consistently doing the same preparation? Am I consistently early for that ball? Is my motion and my muscle movement consistent, and therefore the result is consistent? And that's actually something we do a lot with people serve, because they say, well, I just can't be consistent with my serve. And serve is one of the easier ones, because you're not hitting an oncoming ball. You're actually dictating the time for the serve. And so if you did 100 serve actions, do they all look identical or do they all look different? And if they all look different, then it's very difficult to have a consistent result. And so, you know, that's, they're almost focusing on the technical side of consistency and tactical consistency. And this is probably something you did a lot in Madrid with the stronger players, is, you know, when you're working on a tactic with or a strategy within a game, are you executing it consistently? And we've all been in those matches where we say, right, we're going to lob to this person on the left and play, you know, the next ball fast into the open space. And I play with partners that we do that. I say, right, we're going to lob this person, and we do it twice, and then we completely change our game. And therefore, we're not having a consistent tactical approach. I think there's just so many elements that can lead into being a consistent player.
Yeah, I was just going to say, there are so many layers to it, aren't there? Because like you said, I was in Madrid, and actually I talked to one of the coaches about consistency. And as you go up the level, you know, it's not just about getting the ball. And I think your example with the serve, when you first start paddle, maybe the goal to be consistent is just to hit 100 serves in the box. But as you go up a level, consistency is also about the quality of the ball you're hitting, and can you hit that quality of ball consistently 100 times? And obviously, the more levels you go up, you know, I was playing at a pro level there. The struggle for me was, could I reach that level consistently every single ball for 2 hours? And what I was finding was that my level was slightly dipping. You know, maybe I could be consistent for 60% of the time, but the rest of the time my level would slightly drop. And when it did drop, those better players take advantage of it. So there's also an element of, as you go up the levels, it's about the quality of that consistency, isn't it?
Yeah, I think as well, it's one thing I find when I play like high level for, you know, a period, whether it's World Champs or Euro Champs or something like that, is that it's almost the consistency of shot selection is the bit I really struggle with. Because I might say, right, you know, if the point is 8 or 10 shots long or 12 shots long, I feel pretty comfortable I can make those correct decisions. But as the point wears on and it becomes more physical and you become a little bit more tired, it's therefore difficult to consistently make the right shot selection. And that's often where I struggle if I'm not in like perfect physical condition, is almost the concentration of consistency when it comes to shot selection during a point. And I think as we go up levels, you know, we're talking about the mental side of the game, we're talking about the physical side of the game. And I think it's less about technique. You know, the pros, the difference between the pros is not to do with technique, you know, and even to some extent, it's almost not necessarily, you know, tactics is less and less. The more you go up in level, it becomes more mental, it becomes more physical. But it is about having a consistently good performance. You know, you look at the pros and they will have a very consistent pre-match routine because they know that that gets them into the best possible shape or the best possible start they could get in a match consistently. Because, you know, like in tennis and the same in paddle, is that, you know, you don't want to have a great game and then have an awful match. You want to, you know, consistently put out your best performance.
For all those recreational players listening to this, perhaps they feel they're not very consistent or they have up and down days. Is there something that players can do immediately? You know, they go to the core. Obviously, the first thing they can do is join our challenge for the month and become more consistent. But is there something that they can take to the court and immediately be more consistent?
It's funny to say it like that, because that almost feels like where we started when we did our live match analysis last week. We did a match analysis with one of our members and we started off, and normally, you know, we dive straight into the match and we see, but this time we started with the warm-up and we looked at the warm-up and, you know, we watched their warm-up, which was 4 or 5 minutes, and it was so inconsistent and chaotic, with some people volleying and then they have a couple of smashes, then they go to the back and then they come back up again and then someone else is smashing, and the ball was going everywhere. And the player whose match it was, we were saying, you know, it's very difficult to have a consistent start to your match if that is your warm-up. And players often don't think about that. They go on, they start hitting with their friends, that the ball is going everywhere, they're discussing what they had for lunch, what, you know, I mean, the topic and focus of their start and their warm-up is all over the place, and therefore they start the match all over the place. And so, you know, if I'm giving advice to recreational players, it's like, right, have a good warm-up, a good consistent warm-up that you know is going to get you in the best state of things. And if you've come straight from work or you don't have time or you're rushing to the court, at least start consistently when you start hitting. You know, like have a rally for 2 or 3 minutes at a nice control speed, make lots of balls in the court, then gradually go to volleys, practice both forehand and volleys consistently, you know, for a few minutes, then, you know, hit quite a few bandejas till you feel comfortable. So often we see players, you know, do a warm-up, they come up, they hit one smash, and then they say, right, let's start. This is part of your game. If you can get really consistent in the approach to a match, then you're more likely to be consistent. And here we're talking, you know, if you're playing a competition or if you're playing a match, but I mean, the same is for your shots. You know, we're often talking about ready position, split step, early preparation, move to the ball. You do all of that consistent, fast and well, then it's more than likely your shots will be good, accurate, and you will play good paddle.
So before we continue this conversation, let's hear from some of our members.
I found paddle about a year ago. And how should we be able to play paddle when we are tennis players? It's almost impossible. I felt like an idiot on the court. But then I actually found the paddle school. And it's just been momentum to see all those videos and clips and getting all those tips. It's been almost like a dream. It's been really valuable.
So when I started playing paddle, I started following straight away because I was a complete beginner, so I needed to know everything. The paddle school have been great, really helpful. Really friendly as well, which is nice because it comes across in the videos, but you don't always know when you're going to meet someone if they're going to be the same, do you?
And now let's get back to the conversation.
It's really interesting when we talk about the warm-up in competition and having that focus, but it's also the case in training. We see so many players when training, you know, they think it's not as important, nothing's on the line, so you're not as focused, and then they play a match on the weekend and suddenly expect that focus and that consistency to be there. But it's so important, isn't it, even in your training sessions, to have that focus on consistency in training. That's why with this challenge that we're doing, it's so great for our players, because so much of this stuff, they can go and train with a partner, focus on those aspects of the training. And when they come to the match call, because they've had that focus and they've brought that application to their training, it's so much easier to translate in the match situation, isn't it?
Yeah, and I mean, we've set the challenge up so that players can do all of the challenges this month, whether they are playing with friends, playing a tournament, having a lesson, you know, and so that was the purpose of the way we set it up. But it's a pet peeve of mine when we have a training and, you know, we might be playing at 9 o'clock and, you know, we turn up, you and you're the same as me, we turn up early, we do a warm-up, we're at 9 o'clock, we are ready to hit our first ball, and one of the players just rocks up at 9:05. And I find that frustrating if I'm training and I'm training with them, but I also find it frustrating if I'm the coach and it's one of my students or pupils that comes to the lesson 5 minutes earlier, clearly not having done a warm-up, because then I am now spending a significant portion of the beginning part of that lesson getting them into a routine and warm-up that they could have done on their own. And it's just organisation, really. So I suppose that's a warning for anyone who's in any of my lessons.
Turn up late.
Yeah, and then come before and warm up and, you know, let's hit the ground running. But, I mean, it is the case, isn't it? And it's often bits that people don't consider. You know, players are often so focused about, oh, my vibra wasn't working in that first set and I made loads of mistakes and, you know, we went 4-love down and there's not even been a consideration to, well, why did you start the match slow? As a basic question. And players rarely consider the pre-match or the warm-up. They almost always say, oh, well, my partner, you know, was a bit cold or I went for a few balls but I missed them, or my opponent started really strong, or they, you know, played really, they were lucky, or whatever the excuses are. But it's very rare that players go, oh, you know what, I should have put more emphasis on practicing my vibra in the warm-up. You know, the players just don't even consider that as part of the game.
Now, one thing that I think with consistency, which is quite interesting, is, and this is, again, a discussion I had when I was training, is when people think of consistency, I think, okay, well, I'm just going to make 100 out of 100 balls and I'm just going to get them in the court. But as you play higher levels, that's not good enough, because there's simply the level isn't there. And the discussion that I had when I was training out in Madrid with the pros there was, the coach was saying to me about, you know, trying to keep my level more consistent. But I also was aware that if I just got the ball in to a decent level, it wasn't going to be enough to beat these better players. And so there has to be a balance, doesn't there, between just being consistent, but playing to a level that is also going to challenge your opponent, because if you just make the ball, then any better opponents will beat you. So players have to understand that there is that balance, isn't there? When you're trying to improve as a player, you want to be more consistent, but you also want to make sure that the quality is there, so you don't just become one of these people that just gets the ball in and think, well, they just beat me even though I was consistent.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's obviously something to do with level, right? Like we touched on earlier, and we can use the example of a Bandecker. If you want to, you know, get consistent at a beginner level, you might say, right, I'm just trying to get my Bandecker in the court. You know, I want to get 10 out of 10 in the court. And then you get a slightly better level, and you might say, right, I want to get 10 out of 10 cross court, you know, so slightly more direction. And then as you change technique, and I think that this is a really kind of important thing, as you improve technique, or, you know, you might say, right, well, now for my Bandecker to be more effective at that next level, I need to hit it a little bit lower, and I need to make sure that it bounces and hits the side glass, as an example. And you might say, right, now it's not just good enough for me to hit that ball cross court. I need to consistently be able to do that. And, you know, as you increase in level, maybe your target area gets closer to that side glass, you know, or you increase the speed, or you hit more slice, or whatever it might be to make the shot more effective. You need to be able to do that consistently. And I think there are, if you look at the pros, the World Paddle Tour, and, you know, someone like Martin Dineno, as an example, one of the best defenders in the game at the moment, when he hits this lob, you think that actually is probably one of the biggest weapons in the World Paddle Tour that's not thought about right now, because it's not a weapon. He's not winning the point with it, but he can consistently hit that lob to within 5 to 6 inches from that back glass. I mean, from almost any position. And so, you know, it's like, how many times can you do that? And that's a big difference at the pro level, but same as beginner level. If you hit 4 really good ones and then you hit a short one, or you hit 9 really good ones and then a short one, or at the pros, 19 really good ones, but then a short one, it's almost like, you know, how consistent can you be to attain that next level? And I think that's where the work is, right? You know, everyone is working on technique, yes, but really they're working on technique to become more consistent at achieving the result that they want.
Yeah, the great thing is that everyone, you can always be more consistent.
Yeah. And you'll always, I think you'll always need that to improve in level. Like if we look at, you know, an example of ratings, and we say, well, how do you go from a 2.5 to a 3 or a 3.5 to a 4? It's actually not only being able to hit better shots and have a better technique, a more efficient technique, but it's more consistent with that technique and hit those better shots more consistently. And I think that this is funny. Whenever we look at our videos from our community or from our members, and, you know, a lot of them are around, can you help us with this shot? And so they put it in our group, and you, me, and the coaches are in there giving advice. And a lot of it comes down to the preparation for their shot to make that better, because sometimes they might hit a shot and they say, well, I can't be as effective, or I can't get the result I'm looking for. And almost always it's part of that early chain in their technique, you know, preparation or reading or anticipation of the ball. And so all of that needs to be practiced consistently to get better at it. And so you know, I know that for our members and for all the people we work with in person around the world, I know that getting more consistent is super important.
And it'll be really interesting to see this month. We're doing our challenge month of consistency, and already we've had members interact with it, doing the tutorials, taking on the tips, and you really can improve your consistency in a short amount of time with a few changes. So it's going to be really interesting to see. We're going to do more of these challenges every month. We haven't decided on next month's yet, but it will be a similar important topic, I'm sure.
Yeah, we've got a list of areas of the game that players, if they improve it, they will become better. Like consistency this month, for example, is comes out of things that we do with students, that I do for myself. If I haven't played for a while, like challenge number one and even challenge number two are ones that I literally do myself to get more consistent hitting more balls. So, you know, we've seen it work time and time again with our players, so we know it will work with our community, and you know, we're really there to support them on that journey, because I mean, the more consistent they get, you know, the more comfortable they feel, the more confident, the better they play, you know, and therefore the more kind of in that paddle world they are. And that's exactly why we're doing it, really.
Sandy, it's a pleasure. An absolute pleasure. And, you know, I don't like to talk about anything better than consistency with you. So it's
I feel like consistency is one of those topics in paddle that it gets a bit of a bad rap, doesn't it? Because everyone's like, well, you just need to be more consistent. Get more balls in. But it's there's a bit more to it than that, and there's definitely more to it when you're training it. So yeah,
good conversation as ever, Tom, and I look forward to the next one.
Catch up soon.